Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yep.
Yeah, I was reaching out because it looks like you did fill out the paperwork in order to make you eligible to begin services.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so before we go ahead, I just wanted to prepare a schedule for you. So you're approved for 16 hours a week.
No, my dad needs more than 16 hours a week.
He needs more than 16 hours?
Yeah.
However, the insurance is the one who decides the hour amount. It's nothing that the agency can do about that. So in order to change the hour amount, you need to reach out to the service, the social worker at VA. They can change that.
Okay.
Let's just start with the 16 in the meantime because we may as well.
Okay.
So do you want to work weekdays or weekends?
Weekdays.
Okay. So you can do, if you want to work Monday through Thursday, that's 4 hours a day.
Okay.
Okay. And what time is it easiest for you to clock in?
I'm sorry?
What time does it work for you to clock in usually?
How many hours a day? 4 hours a day?
Yeah.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay, so it's 3 to 7. And you can always change it. You'll just have to let us know and we'll edit your calendar, okay? Now, I see that direct deposit form was not yet filled out. So until it is, you'll be paid via check.
And it will come through the mail?
It'll come through the mail, yeah. Payday is Friday. So if you're paid through check, check will be sent out Friday. So you'd probably get it by Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Now, every week you get paid for the previous week that you worked. So the first week you don't see payment. That means this coming Friday, but every week following that you will. For today, you can fill out a timesheet because you obviously were not able to clock in and out. And for this week, you can put in your hours according to your own schedule because it's already Thursday. So I'll send you a timesheet through email, okay? And it's a link that you can fill out. And then on the timesheet, you'll see it'll hit submit after you put in your information. And you click submit, we'll get that timesheet and we'll be able to process it. All right?
Okay, so I can put in this whole week because I do go see my dad every day.
So you can put in starting the 18th. The week ends on Sunday. So if you go in every day, you can work. Your shifts can be however long. It can be up to 16 hours a shift. So if you'd like, you can squeeze all those hours in between today and Sunday because Sunday is the last day of the week. Monday starts a new week.
Okay.
However, you can't put it in from before today because the authorization was not effective before today. Okay.
Okay, so I can squeeze the hours in from today to Sunday, though.
Yes, from today to Sunday, you can choose how you want to work.
The 16 hours.
Yes. Uh-huh. Your coordinator, her name is Valeria. She'll reach out to you, if not today, then tomorrow morning, and she'll teach you how to clock in and out. So once you get that information, you won't need to send any more timesheets.
I won't be able to send it. I won't need to.
You won't need to, no.
Okay.
Once you know.
And so at what rate is this being paid?
It's being paid $16 an hour.
$16 an hour for 16 hours a week.
Yes. I do suggest that you reach out to the social worker as soon as possible to get another assessment.
Right.
Obviously, if there are more hours, we'll be able to accommodate that as well. The way it works in the agency is that if there's ever over hours, caregivers are eligible to get overtime, which is paid time and a half.
Yeah. I spend more time with it with my dad for a day.
Right. Yeah, you should be able to get more. However, we'll just start with this. You can let your dad know that you are good to go and you're going to start working today. Are you planning on filling out a direct deposit form or no?
Oh, no. Of course I am. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
I'll fill it out sometime today because I'm driving right now and I can't fill.
Okay.
I got all these text messages from you guys and I'm going to fill all the paperwork out later on today.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm going to fill them out later on today, and you're going to send me the timesheet, and I can squeeze my hours in on that and try to submit it by Sunday, you said? Or
Yes, by Sunday or Monday morning.
Okay, but if I can fill everything out, because I see, like I said, I see my dad every day.
Right.
So I can just fill it out for 16 hours today and submit it to you today or later on tonight. Can I do that like that?
You can do that, but you have to submit hours that you already worked. So you can work all 16 hours today, that's fine, but you can't fill out for tomorrow if you didn't yet work that.
I can or I cannot?
You can say that you worked 16 hours today. You can say that, that's fine. But you can't say, oh, I worked 4 hours Sunday if Sunday didn't happen yet.
Okay, fine. Okay, so I'm just going to put squeeze them all put together.
Okay, that's fine.
Then next week I'll just start day by day. Okay, at this
time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's what I'll do. And you'll send me the timesheet, and I'll do that. And what else you wanted me to send you?
That let me check. It looks like we just need the I-9 and the I-9W4, the 2-year proof, and the direct deposit. Those three.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'll send all that.
Okay.
As soon as I settle down for today and read all my text messages, because I'm getting a lot of text messages from you guys. And so I'll sit down and I'll read everything and then I'll forward everything back to you.
Great. Let us know if you have any questions with that. One more thing, I'm also going to be sending you access to ExcelForce. That's just a website that we use where you can view your pay stubs every week. The pay stubs usually Thursday. So I'll send you a detailed email on how you can get into your ExcelForce account.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.